Hey, welcome back, everyone. Woo! This is session something of Intrepid Assholes Cthulhu Edition.
Yay! Yes!
So where we left our heroes last time was down at the docks at Pier 7. They had just found some Russian guys unloading a very interesting box from a mysterious ship that came in at 1 a.m. The crew got separated because some of them are very sneaky and the others are like the, you know, mystery game.
It was you too. Don't you dare blame.
That's why I can't.
Pretty
say.
Much why you guys got caught. I mean, you guys
were
just arguing
at each other. Yeah, always.
I'm pretty sure he started it. That would make sense.
You know, I feel like I don't instigate a lot of things.
So
with him.
Where we left them was surrounded by a group of Russians, while the other three members, Gertie, Duke, and Sydney, got into the warehouse through a side door.
Sneaky.
All right, so we're going to pick up right where we were, and, you know, hey, fingers crossed, everyone lives through this one, huh?
Ha!
Well, we'll
at
see.
Least their fingers should be crossed. I'm intending to kill them.
Of course. I'm going to be using my secret new power of...
hide behind a doctor?
No,
fire?
Metagaming and using all my luck points to make every single shot I make.
We'll see how that works.
I shot wildly, but somehow it ricocheted and hit him right in the head.
Alright. So, Azeroth and Butts, what are you guys doing? Remember, you're surrounded by about a dozen Germans. So I want you to picture it's in a kind of a C shape, maybe three quarters of the way.
And we're facing them, right? Or are they, like, where does the C open up?
Behind you. Because remember, you were approaching from away from the warehouse, so they're kind of coming out.
Right. And did you say Germans?
I did. I meant Russians.
Okay.
I was like, I totally was thinking.
He was Russian through it, so it's okay.
Damn.
I don't know why I was thinking about Germans.
That's why I was like, was is suddenly Germans?
Oh, well, I mean, anything based on my previous accents, it's all going to be Germans.
I suppose.
My Transylvanian Italian and, you know, my Russian English. So it's good times.
Jamaican Chinese, dude.
Yeah, anywhere in Europe. Yeah. It's a European accent. It's across the board. They're all the same.
It's an accent. We don't care which one it is.
Just like when they do our accent, they always go Texas.
They do.
They or Texas. Surfer in California.
Ah, yes.
Shaw. Dude.
Shaw, bro. Okay.
So what
it's
y'all
kind
doing?
Of like, picture just a little bit further than, like, you would say a semicircle, right?
All
right.
So. Fair enough. Okay.
Well, I got nothing else because my, you know, tactic of using our previous experience with this guy at the bar did not work out.
So, true.
I don't really. I'm hesitant to ask you for ideas, Morgan. I'm sorry.
I mean, I'm not there, but I feel like your thing at the bar worked out well for you.
It did. It did. You know,
but they don't care now.
They don't care now. Yeah.
You know.
He already tried.
I got a 1% chance.
Don't you have some sort of talking ability with people? No, wait, different character. My bad.
Y'all hiring?
I'll be hiring.
So they've got guns on you. Okay. Many of them are carrying maybe 45 caliber revolver or some sort of small handgun. It's hard to tell in the dark. Three of them have a Thompson machine gun.
Jesus. Old Tommy. Yeah, y'all hiring?
No. Hands in the air.
I
put down the cocktail.
Fine. But put it away.
Yeah, to remind you, that was unlit, so.
Yeah.
Hands behind your head and come with us.
I got one hand.
Just a reminder, too, I do have my medical bag slung around my shoulder, so that it is there.
In case they need any medicaling.
Yes. I'm a doctor of medicine.
Did you just announce that to everybody?
Yes, he did. He did it out there.
All right, so do you guys comply? You put your hands behind your head and walk in. Okay, so as you guys walk towards them, they surround you and lead you to the warehouse. As you enter the warehouse, and this is also what you guys see when you sneak in. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's pretty well lit, but the shadows are long because, hey, it's the 1920s, and light just ain't what it is now. So it's an orderly scene. Many crates, either stacked 2 to 3 high. Mm-hmm. Nothing crazy about the crates. It's just boxes, right? And obviously, there is some sort of legitimate component to the shipping organization. Okay.
How's labeling looking on the boxes? Is that all in order too, or is there some that seem to be like unmarked or less than?
As far as you know, it's Spanish.
All right. Okay. It's all Spanish.
No, everything's Spanish.
Everything's Spanish.
It's actually written in Russian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Spanish.
Yeah.
Basically the same thing.
Except for when we encounter actual Spanish, then I'm going to be fully aware.
That it's, in fact, Russian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you need to, like, narrow it down to the exact dialect. Ah, oh, that's from... Yeah, it's that's, like, from that's El Salvadorian from right 12th there.
Street. Oh, God.
Yeah. So, again, between each stack, which is maybe, like, 4 crates wide, and each crate is about, you know, 4 feet inside, right? So it's a perfect cube, 4 feet on each side. Some are 5, whatever. So they're stacked along about 4 or 5 in length, and then there will be a row that run perfectly down between all of those, okay? And then there will be another 5, and then another row going down the length of the warehouse, and then another 5 which butts up against the far wall. So then they can go through, take crates, and put them in for the trains.
Cool.
Okay?
Okay.
So as you guys enter, you enter through a door that puts you right at the second division row from the dockside.
Okay.
Okay. So again, to picture it, dockside building, stacks of boxes, row, stacks of boxes, row, stacks of boxes. Okay. You guys come in at the second row over. You are taken through the dock, the warehouse door. So I'm saying you, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sydney, Gertie, Duke came in the side door, which put him at that second row. But an Andermain, nope, Azeroth.
Thanks for that.
Donkey!
Azeroth came in through the front doors, which put them right at the first perpendicular line to the 2 rows that I mentioned. So, a loose dog at the docks has made a noise.
All right, so from where we are, can we see Azeroth and Butts here? No.
Okay. To give you a chance, what are you guys doing? Did you just stand there and wait by the door?
Well, I mean, how long have we been in there?
Well, when we left and they came out, you guys were pushing in because you were hidden by some shadows, but you weren't perfectly concealed. And gotcha. You guys chose to go into the warehouse.
Okay. So we're talking like a matter of like a couple minutes?
Maybe 2, as long as it took them to get led into the warehouse. So
okay.
We had a minute or 2 to hide. We'll give it a minute, minute and a half.
I mean, I think Gertie would probably be trying to look through boxes as fast as possible while also trying to figure out a place to hide.
There are people inside the warehouse.
Oh!
So, I mean, they're not obvious and they can't see you very clearly because remember, these boxes stand about 8 feet tall.
Right.
In some places, almost 12 feet.
Gotcha. Given that there are other people in the warehouse, I think just trying to find a decent place to hide would be top priority.
Why are you shaking your head, Azeroth? You got no hiding option.
You've been caught.
He's like, I'm gonna hide too.
I wish I could.
Okay, right. So
what about y'all?
I'm going to, you know, try to make sure that y'all hide first, because you know Duke is a noble, honorable man. But I will keep watch until you are safely hidden, and then I will try myself to find a place to hide. Provided that if you do not, I can distract them.
What a gentleman.
Yes, gentlemanly Duke.
And what about you, Sydney?
Y'all hide fast so I can save my own ass.
Sure.
Try and find something in these boxes.
But there are other people in the warehouse, so...
And they're getting walked through by the...
Can they?
Not really, but we just have to be careful. Plus, they're being let in, so...
Well, we don't know that. So I'm going to try and look through the boxes, too.
So the boxes are nailed shut.
Like pry bar
style? So you have to pry them open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, usually with shipping containers like that, they would be nailed closed.
Can I try and sneak up on someone and, like, just, you know... I don't know if I would want to shoot them or try and make them open it for me.
Probably not shoot them. Probably not. But...
Well, if you got a life preserver, you can always give them a whack over the head.
Well, I've got my gun. I was gonna...
Pistol whip them?
Yeah, I can try and pistol whip somebody. See if I can knock them out. Yeah, I want to do that.
If memory serves, you had a pretty good stealth roll. last game?
I believe so.
Yeah,
so
I was amazingly stealthy, going. And you were like, oh, you get to just, you know, do nothing special.
As usual.
Life.
I mean, good stealth is unnoticed.
That's so. That is true. You were so stealthy. Oh, IRL.
Good stealth goes unnoticed.
You be quiet, Duke Knuckles.
Duke knowledge.
No, Duke I wisdom. Have
dropping yes. The Duke wisdom on me. All right, whatever.
And now for your time of Duke Knuckles wisdom.
You got damn right.
Okay, well,
what's a session now?
I will continue my stealthy role. Thank you, GM. And stealthily go whack people upside the head.
So, as you are sneaking and skulking around the warehouse, you see a man walking down a row of crates that look like they just got brought in. Mm-hmm. And he's got a list, and he's checking off things. He's obviously absorbed in what he's doing, so it's no problem for you to sneak up. You want to roll your attack?
Can I use luck, or do I have to do that after?
After.
Because, like, you know, I'm already stealthy. I want to be as lucky as possible.
But you're not sneaking. You're attacking. You already got up on.
Wait, I'm rolling the attack?
Yeah.
After all, under my number, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I got it. Wait, for what? What am I doing for hitting?
I don't know.
Okay, hold on.
Pistol
there's
weapon
there's brawl. There's, like, do I just do strength?
Mm-hmm. It would be.
Is there a. Because I was like, oh, I'm going to shoot him. Wait, I'm not shooting him.
You're like, oh, that's easy. Shoot him.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely got
some
him.
Some kind of weapon,
shooting.
Right? Like, but you're hitting him with something, so it should count as a weapon.
You'll do fighting brawl.
Oh, well, in that case, I do not make my fighting brawl numbers.
How
do
far
I still
were
hit
you
him,
off?
Though? Well, my number is a 32 for fighting brawl.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a 63.
Damn.
That's bad. Yeah. I'll still give it to you because you snuck up behind him and go ahead and roll damage, but it'll be half damage.
What damage do I roll for my fighting?
How
much damage do these fists carry? Well,
no, you hit him with the butt of a gun. Right?
Yeah, but it's still my strength. Yeah, okay, fine, yeah.
So it'll be I'm going to treat it like brass knuckles. It'll be a 1d3.
That's not enough to
plus
get
one,
up.
Plus your damage bonus.
So 7, but then I have to have it, huh?
3.
Ty goes to runner. 4.
Not in this game.
Damn.
Ty is engineered against you.
That is true.
Yeah, the rain starts to fall down by a dockside.
If it actually picks up the rain, that's going to be hilarious. We set it up.
So I gave him a 50-50 chance of staying conscious, and he did not make it.
Yay! Woo-hoo! Thank you, dice.
So he drops onto his head. These are not my dice, viewer or listeners. My dice are nice and
evil.
Rigged.
Rigged and merciless.
But whose dice are you using, then?
I grabbed our 7-year-old's. Dice box.
Nice.
By accident.
So the luck of a 7-year-old.
Yeah. Excellent. God, he's already 7.
Your 7-year-old just dropped that guy.
All right. So this guy drops down in a heap.
Crumple, crumple.
All right.
Now you.
I do a little dance.
Make a little love. Get down tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Little self. I do a little dance. I'm excited about this. And then I want to sneak around some more.
Okay.
Is there anybody else I see? Or do I hear anything?
You hear a commotion.
Damn it.
Several booted feet walking and two very familiar voices arguing like buffoons even as they're being dragged into the warehouse.
I in-game facepalm.
And I stealthily try and look for the other two that I'm with and hide with them if I'm close to them.
You make everything just terrible. Terrible.
Thanks. Thanks, Morgan.
You're welcome.
Stop talking. On your knees.
Ooh, buy me a drink first.
Did those two idiots just get themselves caught?
All right, distraction time.
So you guys can see down the rows as you move on the kind of shadowy part of through the shadows in the boxes, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can see they've got their hands, Morgan has one hand behind his head and the other hand's in his sling. Our arm is in the sling. And Azeroth has both his hands behind his head. And they're arguing as the Russians bring them in at gunpoint.
Oh, great.
Oh, well, we have to go do something like now.
Point in fact, how many Russians?
About a dozen.
Oof.
Probably a dozen to 15.
Eeks.
Give or take.
What? Are they all looky-loos? Why the fuck do we need so many Russians to watch the two of them?
Well, they were all the people that were working on the docks unloading crates.
Oh, so you brought the cavalry for the wrong side. I see. Thanks, boys.
Hmm. Is there any way we can shut the lights off in this bitch?
Yeah. Yeah, you'd have to get all the way down the other end of the warehouse.
Of course.
One of y'all do that while I try to run in there and grab them?
While you do that, I totally want to hide the body that I knocked out.
I guess I'm going to go run and try to shut off the lights.
So, there is a light switch closer to you at the pedestrian side door, okay?
Okay.
There's also one by the offices.
Okay.
But the pedestrian side, if you go that way, they will see you because that's the dock door they came in. Uh-huh. They're right there in a loading area where they're going down.
Now, let's simultaneous hit this. Hit both them lights. I'll rush in, knock out who I got to, and save them.
I want to help knock out, too, but I also want to make sure nobody... Are they going to see him? Like, is the guy knocked out going to be seen from wherever they're coming
from?
No,
he was several rows down on the back line, on the back
then
door.
Then I leave his ass there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's SWAT team this one if that exists at this point in time.
I got my gun.
I'm going to go ahead and go for the further one.
Mm-hmm.
Just for safety's sake.
Sneak, Gertie.
Don't fuck it up. I fucked it up real bad.
What were you rolling for? You don't have to roll any sneak. I'm sorry. Yeah, your stealth still holds. You haven't been seen.
Oh, so yeah. I get to keep the old one?
Yeah, until you guys attack or something, I'm going to let you keep your stealth rolls.
Oh, cool. Kind and benevolent DM.
Yes, remember that. And it's on record, please note. minutes, 14 seconds. Okay.
That is the one and only time you will ever hear me slob on his knob. Anyway.
So.
Nasty.
Okay.
It's your wife.
Yeah. All right. Nasty. Are we ready for Operation Knock These Guys the Fuck Out?
Yes, but real quick, I need to say a thing. You act like you guys don't make sex jokes all the fucking time, and then when I do it, you gotta make it a thing.
Yeah, because you're better than us.
Because you did it.
Because you did it.
What have I ever made a sex joke?
What have you not?
You are a bard.
Do you forget season one existed?
That guy was a hero.
Okay. George Mark was,
God,
he was just a writer. Okay, he was just eccentric.
God,
George
Mark
was a living sex joke.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Maybe I made one or two. Don't read this book.
So you're going to head down to turn the lights off,
yep.
And what are you two doing?
I'm about to get ready to rush in and attack whoever is the nearest. I know it's in the dark, so I'm trying to get a spot on this guy before it goes out.
So there are lights coming in from the outside as well, and it'll illuminate kind of where they're at.
Okay,
so
cool.
So you're aware of that.
I'll be able to at least see who's who.
So.
All right, well then, yeah, I'll just be, you know, I got the gun in one hand and the bloody hammer in the other. No, wait, the knuckle dusters.
Well, as I just while she's going to go find the lights and we're waiting to jump, I'm going to make sure I have all of my guns loaded.
As the rain intensifies.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say the storm intensifies.
As does the pressure.
Yep.
All right. Are we ready for Operation Knock These Guys the Fuck Out?
I'm already like running on my little tiptoes so that my heels don't click. I'm pulling it like Dexter's mom.
All right, I got my bloody hammer in one hand, and I got my pistol ready to go.
I'm gonna actually just shoot people.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm when as soon as y'all hit the lights,
just from down one of the rows, you're just gonna start taking pot shots. Okay.
Yep. As soon as y'all hit the lights, I'm rushing in there and striking the nearest person who's going to threaten either one of them. Mm-hmm. If he's got the gun to the back of the head.
Refresh my memory on your character for Sydney. Does she have rapid fire or melee shooting?
She's BDI. There's no penalty aiming at small targets. I feel like if I aim at an eyeball, that's a small target. I shouldn't hit anything else around it.
Mm. I mean, just...
As long as you're not shooting a shotgun.
Based on that description, well, yeah, you'll hit the eyeball.
What exact gun are you shooting?
Oh, may fire into melee without a penalty.
Yeah.
There we go. Good times. All right.
So, what kind of gun are you shooting on this?
Well, I have all of them, so I... Right now, I have a revolver, the elephant gun that's, you know, tucked away in the back.
Jesus.
And then the Henry Metisinger gun? I think that's another revolver.
The easiest way to describe her is gun.
And yeah, organ. She just is a gun.
Yeah.
Rifle and a handgun.
Okay. Which one are you using?
Right now, I'm going to be using the handgun.
Okay. From
the revolver.
Cover? Are you shooting from cover?
Yes. Are we so close to each other?
Mm-hmm. I'm about to run in there as soon as them lights go off. So, y'all be ready to be smart about this because I'm about to go do knuckles.
I'm going to try and shoot the one that's holding Michael.
Okay.
Then I'll bash the one that's threatening Morgan.
Right. So there's a Russian dude standing next to you with a gun pointed at you. Not quite, quite at your head, Michael, but close enough, right? And same thing for you. Mm. And he is on your wounded arm side.
No, so he's on my right side. Yes. All right.
I hope I don't get you killed.
I hope that none of this gets y'all killed, because this is the best plan I've ever come up with ever in my entire life. Right. Turn off the lights.
So genius. Gertie reaches the light switch, and as you passed, you saw two of the Russians, or two other Russians, and they were talking. One of them was what looks like the burly dock master that you guys saw earlier, and the hook nose man. And now they're talking and walking towards the melee. But their backs are to you going down one of the long rows.
Are they speaking English or Russian?
Definitely Russian.
Spanish.
So you're hitting the lights.
Boom. Yeah.
The lights go out. For those of you who are inside it, it is almost pitch black, except where some of the kind of yellowish-orange light from the lights around the dock is coming in.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go
panic
for this
shoes.
Ah, what? What's going on?
Excellent Russian.
Insert Russian chatter.
I'm going to do my shot first. And then we'll do Duke Knuckles' melee.
So you can clearly see the outlines because the light backlights them.
Uh-huh.
How nice.
I'm sorry, Michael. I did not make it.
Uh-oh. You didn't make it?
I got a 90. I rolled a 98.
Oh.
Oh,
shit.
All right. I mean, that's not a critical failure or anything.
No,
so
but
it just wings off the ground. Can you shoot three times in a row? You'd have rapid fire. If you're shooting a gun, you can shoot three times, but you roll disadvantage.
Up to three per round, yeah.
Yeah. But you would roll disadvantage if you don't have the feet.
Shoot again. You got hella guns.
That one was an 86. Nope, it's an
82. Shoot it again!
You can burn luck points.
Well, yeah, I want to be lucky.
All right.
Let me burn a luck point.
Four luck points.
Wow.
You have to make it to the
whatever,
number.
Fine. Yeah.
We need to live.
You burn your luck points.
I'm sorry.
You wanted to.
Yeah, you were really eager.
You gotta
about
be on my side. All right.
I'm on my
side. Wait, now I do damage, right? Right?
Yep.
Where did I hit him?
Roll damage. With a just passing with luck, you hit him maybe up in the shoulder area. I mean,
non-lethal.
Yeah.
Fuck this day up, though.
Oh, son of a bitch. I totally forgot I had keen vision. Gives me an extra dice for spot hidden.
Oh, really? All along?
That would have been helpful.
A long time
ago. You're an investigator, man!
I forgot.
That's a 9.
You got a 9 for damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
All right.
can we redo all the sessions prior to this?
It's not over.
Absolutely. Remind me one day later on. We'll take care of that.
Just retcon everything.
Yikes.
You're like, wow, Morgan's so perceptive. Out of nowhere, this guy just came in clutch.
All right.
Brown bear, what do you see?
Can I shoot my third one?
Yes.
And even more?
Are you shooting at the same one or a different one?
What happened when I shot him? Well, no, I'm just going
to
shoot him.
You see him spin around and like drop to the ground, but not.
I don't think I waited that long to shoot my third one, so I'm just going to shoot.
He does the Skyrim twist fall.
Ah, Bethesda.
They hate me. I got a 94. I'm going to change it.
Yeah, get new dice. Those suck. Dice jail for you.
All right.
Damn it. But I hit him once.
Is it time? Is it hammer time?
We really should roll initiative, but
let's do that.
I'll give him his first go first.
Okay. Now I got a 21.
Yes, this is us jumping him, right? Technically.
Kind of, yeah. Your surprise attack move, okay?
All right. Go ahead.
Sneak attack!
And this doesn't work when you yell sneak attack.
Fighting brawl.
Yeah, I mean, you're charging in, right?
Yep. Oh, what a coincidence. I got underneath my 90.
Fuck yeah.
So, yes. Regular.
All right, so you rush up to the first guy whose back happens to be kind of maybe halfway turned towards you.
Bloody hammer.
Right to the back of the skull, is that what I'm thinking?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just nail in the head.
Roll damage times 2.
And, okay, 1d3.
Is that a claw hammer?
I don't think it matters if it's to the back of the head.
I'm a big-ass dude running full speed with a bludgeon, so.
Yes, not a midget.
So, yeah. Would have been 7 times 2.
That's 14.
14.
14.
Yay, math.
Usually.
Woo. All right.
Head implodes. Yeah.
Well, he ain't. He's.
You definitely hear a crack and kind of a squish.
You really
He's not dead, but he is on the ground, completely knocked out.
Duke Knuckles, baby!
Wait, so can he hit more than one person on his swing? I'm just curious.
I'm going to keep running so that they don't fucking shoot me. I'm going to grab Morgan and keep going.
Keep going. Just swing the hammer like crazy. Get the next
this
guy.
Is, remember, this is just the ambush, though.
Yes, this is true. I'm saying, like, my plan is to not stay. I'm not going to try to fight off these dudes with a hammer. Like,
all right. Morgan and Azeroth.
All right. So, does the guy that's pointing his gun at me, is he at all surprised as to what happened right now?
In the general confusion, yes. They're all looking, Russian.
All right. So, I'm going to yell at Azeroth, roll into him. And I'm going to, like, kind of, since, you know, we're on our knees with guns pointed, so I'm going to roll into his legs and try to knock him down.
Okay.
Right. So, is that
roll for your attack?
Fight brawl?
Yeah, that would be under brawl.
All right. That's a 60 under my 77. I hit him.
Okay.
The pill bug
technique. You're not exactly doing damage with that kind of attack.
Double zero?
That's a 6! Excuse me!
Nice. So take out his legs, and he is on his back prone.
I steamrolled him. He's a flat pancake.
Yeah, that's not what happened. But he is down.
Scene from Austin Powers where that guard was yelling, stop.
As you roll over him, you poke his eyes. You're going to get killed by a pony.
So he's completely on his back, and you are kind of like flopped over him. Because you did such a good roll, I'm going to give you an attack of opportunity on him. Bear in mind, you are on kind of like on your back or getting up on one side.
All right.
Poke his eyes out.
I was going to go straight for his throat. Can I punch him? Yeah. Am I able to punch him right in the throat? Mm-hmm. All right, cool.
Eliminate his ability to speak Spanish.
I'm going to take away your bending.
No, not my knees.
Just
grab his skull. All
right. No, I did not.
You did not succeed?
I did not succeed.
All right, well, you went to punch, and as you did, you rolled over onto your injured arm.
Yes.
And it kind of thwarted your
action.
Just
the twinge. Son of a...
Michael?
So the guy that was pointing his gun at my head was shot by Sidney, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. All right, so...
Is he still pointing the gun at his head?
No, he's on the ground, like, trying to get up, and his gun's maybe a foot from him. From his, where his hands are.
Is it further from me, or
it's closer
what?
To you.
I'm gonna go for the gun.
Okay, so you go and you crawl over and grab the gun. And you're looking eye to eye with this Russian guy.
I shoot him. I'm just gonna shoot him in the face.
Okay. God damn, all right. Fuck the Hippocratic Oath.
Yeah, the harm assist.
Different situations call for different actions.
The doctor is in.
Wow. He needed a lead injection.
My prognosis? A hole in the head.
You should see a doctor.
You got something right there.
Roll the dice.
Does it hurt when I do this?
Now cough. No, wait, what?
It's like, this is
31.
31? Is that under your firearm?
Yeah.
What kind of a gun?
It's actually under my... Well,
it's just a .45 caliber revolver.
Yeah. Yeah, it's under it.
Okay, so you gave him a shot, as it were.
It's actually under my hard for it, so... Well, he's right in the face, so it doesn't
you're
matter.
Point blank with him. It's hard to miss.
Not only is he really dead, he's really most sincerely dead. His eyes get really big as he realizes
as
in
his
a split second what's
explodes
happening.
Explodes and blows out the back of his skull, yes.
I just want to imagine real quick, because, you know, this is a game. The guy has one hit point, but a giant hole in his head is like, I survived. He's straight through to the
nice
other
side. Try.
Hey, things that happen.
I do.
Not very often.
So if it goes everywhere, Michael kind of like gags a little because, you know, it's...
Yeah.
You're a doctor.
Germs. I'm a doctor, but he's still a germaphobe.
What makes you squeamish?
That's hilarious. That's why he's a doctor, not a surgeon. Yeah.
All right, so we're back to turn order now.
Cool.
Okay.
Fuck you. Oh, sorry, that was my dice I was talking to. All right.
Because she doesn't watch this show.
One of the Russians' heads blows up and scatters all about. So back to turn order from the top. It's going to be...
Sidney!
No.
Morgan?
I know it's not
It's Morgan.
Me.
Okay, so.
You genuinely threw me there for a second.
No, I'm last. I'm
like,
sure.
Didn't you roll a single digit?
I said oh.
So you are lying on top of a guy who is not dead.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Is his gun still in his hand?
Yes, he didn't drop his gun.
Huh. Oh, no. Smash his hand as you try and get it.
Well, I'm trying to think. Should I attempt to get the gun from him? Or should I just try to punch his throat again and knock him out or something? No, so.
Well, there are 12 other people around you. Keep that in mind as well.
Stomp on his throat.
Oh, okay, fine. I mean, either way, it's a fight brawl.
We gotta fight fair. We move in overwhelming force.
Fair enough. No.
Okay.
No, I did not.
You can prove your fight over there.
Yeah, right.
Morgan.
I'm one-handed right now. And I'm off balance.
All right, so you stomped at him.
I missed my Molotov cocktails.
God damn it.
Michael?
Oh, it's my turn again?
You got a gun, and you can see Morgan struggling. Also, there are guys that are starting to get it together. They're like, what the...
Is there anyone close to me else? Like, they're all kind of surrounded.
And the other guy are the closest. The other guys are maybe 5 to 6 feet away.
Run for cover.
Do I have time to, like, tell him to plug his ears?
No.
No. He's probably already deaf.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
I'm just going to shoot the other guy, too, that he's grappling with.
Okay.
Come on, that assist. Is a 46. Yeah, it makes
arm
it.
Assist.
All right. So, shooting that guy. Who had no damage. Roll your damage.
Open up and say, ah. God
it's damn, nine.
Nine? Raises. All right.
Yeah.
So you shoot him in the chest, and he looks like he's not really getting up. At this point, he did drop his gun, which is now at your feet.
All right. I mean, do I pick it up now or wait for my turn?
I'll let you pick it up now, but you can't shoot it until your next turn.
Fine with me. I got a gun.
All right. Next up is Gertie.
Okay, well, so from where I am by the switch, who can I see?
Those two so you see the back of the two guys heading, backs of the two guys heading towards the...
okay.
The commotion.
Yeah, the commotion.
Mm-hmm. I am going to use my revolver and try to shoot out a leg or two. Not to kill, but to incapacitate.
So that's you are skillful. Shooting in the dark.
Right. Are they silhouetted?
Not yet. Well. No. I mean, you could still see like, vaguely where they are.
Okay.
So, but to shoot for a leg would be really hard because it's very dark on that side of the...
And they're moving.
Yeah.
That's true. Can I try to shoot them in the butt? Yeah. It's a slightly bigger target.
Yeah, you can try. I mean.
Okay. Well, let's see.
Don't fucking fail me. It's the femoral artery and kills.
Oh, that's a 20.
Yeah, it's the femoral artery and kills the man.
Hell yeah!
I'm rooting for.
I thought it was gonna be like Training Day. You motherfucker!
All right.
Damn it!
So,
damn it!
Yes. What the fuck is my damage? 1d8. Where is my d8? Oh, and that is a 7.
Okay.
Cool. And then I'm gonna shoot again. I'm gonna try
Which one were you aiming for? There's a taller one and a shorter one.
Which one was smaller side to side?
Like butt?
What?
Just in general.
The taller, skinnier one is smaller.
Okay, cool. So I was aiming for the tall, skinny one the first time.
All right.
Because I got a good roll. Don't fail me. Oh, and that's an 8, baby.
This is your second roll or your damage?
That is my second roll. Sorry, the damage for the first one was 7. Okay. I got 58.
You still got under. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I still got under.
All right.
So, yeah, I still made that. And that's another 7 for damage.
Okay.
Cool, cool. And I'm going to leave it at that.
So you hear, my ass! Ah, my ass! And he runs around and ducks behind some crates.
Good. Both of them?
Well, the other one jumps to the other side, but okay, you also have a third shot if you want to roll double disadvantage.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant that... Sorry, the first time I was going to aim at the skinny dude, the second time I was going to aim at the bigger dude.
Oh, okay. Oh,
sorry about that.
No, that's fine.
I should have clarified. My fault.
So then you hear two different people, my ass!
Our asses!
Our collective asses!
Your ass!
My ass!
How many asses we got in here, anyway?
All right. So, yes, they both kind of hobble into this, and they you hear guns cocking.
Perfect.
All right. Was that the end of your turn? Did you want to...
I'm going to go ahead and leave it at that.
Oh, okay. So you duck behind some crates, too?
Yeah.
No, tee. Skitter behind some crates.
I just shot their booties.
All right, Duke, it's your turn.
All right, so I just brained the guy. I got the pistol ready. I'm going to look for cover because I know I'm pretty much in the center.
You literally ran into the center.
Yeah,
so.
I'm going to like look for cover, like duck by. I'll probably continue the way I was going. I'm assuming that's where less people
were. So you're
were.
Just running right past Morgan and Michael and charging straight for the other side. You're going to take a swing with your hammer as you go by again?
Sure, why not? Yeah, whilst I'm looking for cover, I'll bash the nearest guy if it's the guy fucking with him.
So first. Where your path will lead you is straight out the main dock doors. The dock loading doors.
All right, cool. I'll blow us an exit open. Duke's on the move. So, yeah, I'll swing at whoever is the nearest guy, but I'm going to keep going.
So, you know, the doors lift, right, mm-hmm. Where they are, but between those are probably about a 4 to 3 to 4 foot, you know, concrete wall because that's part of the structure, right? So then maybe, is that what you're thinking about going to duck behind that?
Oh, yeah.
Because the two doors are open.
Like, if there's boxes there, that's the first thing I'm hopping behind. But if it's a fucking concrete wall, even better.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you're darting for that, and as you pass by, you're going to take a swing at the other guy?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
So, let's see, where's this one? That one, this one. And yoink. And, oh, what a kawink. 52 underneath my 90.
Yay.
Oh, lovely.
Yes.
Roll damage.
Okay. Doing this again. Boop. And that plus one. So that's, was it 8? Yeah, 8.
Okay. And some other random dude got clubbed in the head.
Yes. Right. I love this character.
And you duck behind a brick wall.
Yep, right. Now I'm shouting, yo, find cover to Morgan and Mike and Michael. Find cover, find Cindy. Cover.
All right, so, I am going to shoot my other gun at...
Which other gun? You have to be specific.
You came with an arsenal.
So many.
You have 9.
No, I only have 3, first of all. Second of all, I got my elephant gun. For the future, I would tell you because I have to like take extra time, I assume. It's quite a large gun, obviously.
Yes.
So, No, I shoot with the Henry, whatever that is.
All right. Gun.
You shoot with the Henry.
It's a rifle as well, though, honestly. It's kind of big, too.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so I shoot and barely make it by the skin on my teeth for the guys, the, like, big group that you mm-hmm. said they were going towards Morgan?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I shoot. I made it, but, mm-hmm. like, barely.
Okay.
Like I hit my number.
Yay.
But I made it. That means I still get to roll damage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo! So that is 11.
Okay. So that man is dead.
Ah, he's dead.
Yay. Dead people.
I have my. By the way, it says my gun fires accurately 1 out of 3 times. So that was 1, the first one. I'm going to shoot it again.
Okay.
But I just wanted you to know as the GM, if you want to pick your, when you want to screw me.
This is like really good lateral cover
inaccurate
fire.
Inaccurate 1 out of 3 times?
Mm-hmm. Hey, guns weren't the best, the most well made back then, right?
That's why I throw hands.
Oh, there it is.
It'll never run out of bullets.
True that.
Aha, 63. That one definitely hits. Yeah.
They do jam from time to time, though. That's something that
that's hands. What I'm saying. I'm like waiting for my luck to run out right now.
Oh.
Maybe I'll just stop after this one. I'm like, that's 2. I know a 3. It might jam. 12.
Wow.
Yeah, that ain't
jam. 12 points of damage?
Yes.
All right. You clip a guy, and he spins and drops to the floor, bleeding heavily.
Oh, no. And can I yell?
Mm-hmm.
One of y'all, Gertie, you all right?
Because we can reply.
Yeah, everything's fine.
Now run away from that location, right?
This is like a weird echoey. Marco Polo.
There's a lot of noise going on.
We don't want to find each other.
There's some chaotic speech. Oh, my ass. Gertie, you good? I just shot two people in the ass. There's a black guy with a hammer.
And no teeth.
He refuses to smile.
And Hamlet's dead again.
All right. So now it's the thug's turn. So the group of four that you were shooting at are looking for you and kind of take some pot shots. See if...
Oh, no.
Oh.
That's a one.
Oh. One.
That's oh, a you're going to die.
That's a critical hit.
Oh, babe, you're going to die.
Oh. Oh, me?
No, I think somebody's going to die.
Yeah, oh, is one that of them was shooting at you.
Oh.
So he saw the muzzle.
Who is the you in that statement?
I'm sorry. You, who's talking to me, Sidney? Oh,
Sidney.
Well, I know, but for the listener,
so he was the thug shot at Sidney after seeing the muzzle flash her gun.
You're gonna actually get injured in this one. What the heck?
Can't I use luck to like dodge out of the way?
Just neo dodge it.
I got dodge. I can roll under my dodge. Not on a one, says the GM. F you.
It's a one. I respect your guys' ones.
That's true.
No.
He did crit.
No.
Let's see. He's shooting a revolver.
That's what I get for trying to save you, Michael. Remember my damage.
9 damage.
Oof.
I'm at 17, in case you're wondering.
Ouch. I'm going again then. He shoots his second shot. This will be with disadvantage.
Oh.
He did not get it.
Woof. That would have been a 6, though.
Yeah.
Just get Swiss cheese. That
would have been a 2.
That would have been a 2. Oh, shit.
Oh, 53. Okay, that one hit. Oh, no, wait. He didn't. I don't know if he hit yet. I got to roll again. I got a 53 is my highest. Never mind. He got an 83 because it was his third shot.
Yay.
So, all right. So, he didn't hit you. The other thugs didn't really see where that came from, but they see the general direction he's shooting at. And they're like, what are you shooting at?
Motherfucker, Michael, you better not die!
Straight Italian.
No, that was more Swedish.
I guess.
A little
it could just be anything, can't it?
I need you to fix my bullet wound, so you better not die, motherfucker.
All right. The two thugs that were coming after you, one of them has a Thompson machine gun.
Ah, crap. All
right. But they saw you turn and go down the concrete part, but they didn't see you come out the other side.
Hmm.
So he's coming around, and you see a barrel come out from the side. You have a reaction.
Hmm. I think I'm going to go with the old slap the gun up into his face and try to wrestle it out of his hands.
Okay.
Because I'm Duke.
You can roll a, that'll be a brawl.
All right. Please don't let this be the one time I roll over a 90. Please! Oh, yes, that's a 14. It's underneath my extreme.
All right. So then if you wanted to try to wrestle it away from me, you'd have to roll an opposed shrink check. Would you want to do that?
Hmm. Yeah, go for it.
Go ahead.
All right. How strong is he?
Let's see. That is a... Ooh, 54, just underneath.
22.
No.
Yeah, so he definitely got you on that one.
Yes, he did.
But you've managed to tie him up, and you guys are struggling for the gun.
Yeah, I'm not letting him Thompson me.
The other guy is behind him. What are you doing? Move! And then he can kind of see the struggle. But that ends their movement for now. All right, let's see. That would be, oops. Those guys. Those guys are tied up with you. One of the thugs takes a shot at Morgan.
Oh, no.
Because you're standing versus Michael, who's kind of on his knees, and even though he just blew the guy's brains out, you're an easier target because you're just standing in the middle.
All right, makes sense.
51. Okay, that was a hit.
Oh, here we go.
Damn it!
And that was the revolver. 38. 4 points of damage.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. How are you still alive? You must have like lead poisoning at this point.
So you got shot.
Again?
No, on that. I didn't roll again yet. Did you do anything or did you just go, I took it in the drop?
What do you mean? I'm allowed to fake this?
I'll give you the opportunity because you can't have that many hit points left. You're like a Fabergé egg.
So you know, where which direction did he shoot me from?
You were standing pretty much square shouldered with him.
So in front of me?
Each other, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I kind of just like hunched down and like, ah, call an ambulance.
Okay.
But not for me.
Even though your body looks like a map of an archipelago with all those blue wings.
So do you drop to a knee or drop all the way to the ground?
I'll drop to a knee.
But not.
Okay, so he's going to take a shot at you again.
All right.
Just because he thinks you're still a threat.
Oh, sweet, I'm dead.
Hold on, it's disadvantage.
Oh, true.
No, that's the ones. He still hit you.
Here we go.
Morgan!
For 3 points of damage.
There we go.
Ouch.
What are you at?
Don't worry about it.
come on.
Don't worry about it. No, I'm going to tough this out.
You shouldn't.
Okay. All right, so you go down to basically your side, right? And mm-hmm. He assumed you're dead. All right, so one of the other guys targets you, Michael. You put your hands up, drop your gun. I didn't do it.
He's already been shot 4 times.
The gun did it, not me.
Guns kill people, it turns out.
Yes, oh God.
That's a hair trigger. Whoa. All I did was
dice
pick it up.
On fire.
No.
6 points of damage.
Ow.
Well, I'm completely out.
Oh.
Are you at zero?
Yep.
I just told you not to die, you motherfucker.
I can't control what happens other than what I do.
Logical.
My first aid is a little bit better than the base. I can help, sort of.
All right. And so ends their turn. Back over where you are.
Yes.
You can hear people talking to, who shot us in the ass? I don't know. So you hear shuffling feet.
It's like, Bora, did you shoot me in the ass?
Sir, from where I'm standing, it's physical and powerful. You touch your ass.
Touch my
ass. Love that movie.
So yeah, so then they're searching for you.
Okay.
All right. Back to the top.
Yeah.
Morgan.
Alright.
He who is almost dead.
Keyword is almost. Still alive. So, I'm gonna shoot at the guy that shot me. So, okay.
How dare you shoot me? I'm gonna shoot you!
Exactly, right? Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Nobody. Alright. First shot. That is an 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
The
dice are good today.
Oh, yes, they are. Okay, so it's a d10. 3 plus 5. So 3 plus 2, 5 damage.
Okay, I was going to say, plus 5, my.
Sorry.
Did you already attack this guy? No, he hasn't been hit yet.
No, he hasn't been hit, no.
Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
All right, second hit. Yep, I got him. Barely. Mm. All right, pens dice. 4 plus 2, 6 points of damage.
Okay.
Last one. Come on, dice. That is, yes, 47. Hell yeah. And, okay, last hit. Last bullet. God damn it. 3 points of damage. Damn you, Den.
All right. Okay.
And then,
so you shot that guy 3 times.
Uh-huh.
Okay. He is bleeding from multiple wounds and coughing up blood.
Ew.
2 of them caught him in the stomach, and 1 of them caught him in the lung.
Yeah, hurts, don't it?
Oh, it hurts bad.
Welcome to my world.
This is what up. I do to people. I am very bad, man.
Yeah. Isn't that thing that the one guy in the orange jumpsuit talks
about? Do you move at all, or do you stay in
yes, I move. I barrel roll out of the way.
All right, so which way did you go?
Okay.
Towards the crates?
Yes, okay. Towards the crates.
All right, so you roll over towards the crates.
I got a question. Do I know where his medical bag is?
Yeah, it's not far. One of the Russians was holding it, and he dropped it in the fight.
I go to that medical bag.
Oh, you run for the medical bag?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to give myself the Duke treatment.
Oh. Cocaine?
Cocaine. I'm going to get back use of my arm temporarily.
All right, so you reach the medical bag that you were scrambling for.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and continue running.
Yeah, pick it up and go and hiding.
All right.
I'm going to, I mean, I don't know how much I can do in my turn. Am I able to rummage through it on this turn?
No.
All right.
You already took an action. This is more of your run.
Gotcha. All right.
I'll give you the snatch bag as a freebie.
Thank you. I'll take that.
All right. So, Michael, you are unconscious. Gertie.
Okay. So, since I know that the couple of Russian guys who I shot in the ass are looking for me, I'm going to keep moving and just try to stay hidden. Yeah, just going to just stay as hidden as I can.
Okay.
Actually, wait. Is there any way I can climb up on the stack of crates?
Sure.
I do that.
All right. So up on top of the stack of crates, you see one of them. There's a... Actually, the board's broken.
Uh-oh.
And you can see what's inside.
Oh. What do I see?
The
box.
So, you don't know what's in all the boxes, mm-hmm. but this one, you see the butt of a gun sticking out. And
like a
long
big gun?
Stick with a large head.
Like a mace?
More like a Russian or, you know, Eastern European grenade.
Ooh! Grenade?
So, little thing of history. The old European grenades, it looked like a torch.
Yes.
Essentially, you would like pull it and then throw it. And the theory was because it's a handle, you have a better distance because it carries itself.
Flies like Thor's hammer end over end.
Yes.
Cool. But currently there is nowhere where I could really throw that and not like hurt a bunch of people.
You could throw it all over the place.
Well, but I don't want to hurt and or kill you guys.
Yeah. But yeah, okay, I guess not.
You know. Besides, Azeroth is already on his last legs.
My last legs are underneath me. Yeah, they're not even close to being underneath me. Yeah.
I mean, your character wouldn't know that.
I know my character wouldn't know that, but me as a player, I'm going, I don't want to kill y'all.
Yeah, but it just...
You gotta act like you don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, it's something nice to know, and the storm increases outside as the chaos does.
Whee!
But Gritty wouldn't have acted to hurt everybody else anyway.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Got it.
So,
you can just run into the fight. I have a grenade!
I'm not afraid to use it!
entirely.
They don't know that.
If I'm going down, I'm taking you with me. Well, I guess I'm gonna grab both of those things. Now, what manner of gun are we looking at?
It is a Thompson machine gun.
Yay! I got a typewriter!
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Oh, that's funny.
Ding.
I can't believe no one in hip hop has ever used that metaphor. I'm about to typewriter your ass. Ting. Ting. Oh shit, drive by and literature.
But yeah, okay. I guess I'll go kind of back toward the Axion where these guys are.
You're crawling across the tops of the boxes?
As quietly as I can.
Are you standing or crawling?
I'm probably going to crawl just so that I'm not quite so vertically visible.
Yeah. So remember, the ledge is about 8 feet up, so it took you a minute to climb, and you found that, so you don't get any other actions this turn.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Duke?
All right, so I'm wrestling with the guy. Any way I can... while I'm wrestling, you know, just kind of go for my six shooter and gut shot him?
Ooh.
Or would that, like, be too finessey? Do I have to continue wrestling with the dude to completion, or can I bail on that and try to close range gut shot him?
I'm assuming you're holding the gun still?
Yeah.
You have to drop your hammer.
Okay, yeah, I'll drop the hammer. Okay. That was an easy come, easy go sort of situation. But, yeah, I'll drop the hammer, and, yeah, I'll reach for my six shooter and try to gut shot this guy.
Okay.
So, yeah, is that a firearms handgun?
Yeah.
For sure.
You say das vidanya, motherfucker.
In Spanish.
In Spanish.
I say das vidanya, motherfucker.
I don't know what the hell that
means.
He says,
otskare samadeshta. Oh.
Or yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Wait, no, nope, did not get it.
What'd you get?
Fucking 86.
Over what?
65.
Yeah, that sucked. Yeah, well, basically, as you're talking, he pulls and shoot off. Now, you can take two more shots.
I'll take two more shots. Disadvantage?
Yeah, disadvantage on this one.
So, let's see. All right, that would be great if that was a 14, but let's see.
Oh, you only rolled the 10s.
Oh, okay, well, then.
That was a 4.
That was a 4. And this is a
94.
Yeah.
Okay, so bang, you shoot it again, and he pirouettes out of the way.
All right, well then, yeah.
Okay,
this guy. Clearly the shiznit. Then, yeah, I guess I'm bailing over the other side of the wall so he doesn't shoot me.
Pistol whip him?
Do I have another attack? Like, because if not, I'm just going to strike him. I'm just going to hit him in the face.
I'll give it to you.
All right, let's go.
Punch him.
Oh my God,
Oh, that was close. If it's at, is that where it's at? Does it match?
What?
If it's at the number, does it match?
Yes.
Okay, then we're good. I got exactly a 90.
Okay, so then
Deck him in the face.
With your knuckles or?
Yeah, hell yeah. I haven't knuckle decked anybody yet, so.
I was gonna say, you had your knuckles on while you were shooting? Or did you let go of the Thompson?
I was shooting. Okay, no, I didn't have my knuckles. So then, yeah, just regular knuckles then. Okay. I didn't have the knuckles. Just hit him, yeah.
Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, punch him in the face. Yeah, all right. That is
one. Raw knuckles.
Punch him with your raw knuckles.
That is a 2.
All right.
Damn!
Okay. You gave him something to think about. Right in the kisser.
They don't call me Duke for nothing. Yeah, I know.
All right. So, that's Duke's turn. And now we are at, Sydney.
So Sydney has just gotten shot, and the entire time she was saying those motherfuckers are gonna get it, and she pulled out her elephant gun.
Oh, fuck. Time for the blammer.
So how long will that take me? Do you have to wait?
No, you're pulled it out. I'm imagining you set your guns down on a nice piece of tarpaulin that you have.
Yeah.
She's like, hold on, wait a minute. She gets a folding table, a nice white cloth on it.
White gloves.
It's like, hold on.
Lit some candles.
With a single flower.
Yeah.
Jenkins, right. Can you load my guns? Shall I pre-warm ma'am's bullets?
Okay. So
oiled and ready, madam.
I'm going to go ahead and... is the guy that shot me still like out and about? And do I know which one
so
did
he's
it?
Standing there and kind of like... From your angle, you're looking down the line, right? Because you're not on top of the boxes. You're in the row.
No.
So you can
rookie
see.
Mistake.
Yeah. So you can see that there's the guy standing there pointing his gun down and around. He's maybe got a quarter cover. And there's a guy actually almost immediately behind him. Looking, then he's got you sighted, too.
Well, you got the elephant gun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just this shouldn't be a problem where you would point that gun. Mm-hmm. Just pull the trigger. No more problem in that direction.
Yeah, I got it under my heart.
Nice. All right.
How bad did you Elmer Fudd this guy?
Only 12.
Only, she says.
I did not roll very well on my D6s.
That's okay. You blew his head off.
Does it hit the guy behind him too?
I will give you a 50% chance that bullet traveled through him.
So what do I got to do to do that?
You got
to
roll the 2D10 and get over 50.
Over 85.
Okay.
Woo! Damn.
And he also died.
Yeah.
Elmer Fudd style. Just disintegrate them.
Jimmy, die.
You rascally.
You blow him to bits and lamb like that. That'd be so fucked up.
All right. So that's your turn?
Yeah.
I mean, you can move.
Somebody come help me.
It says I could do one or two.
Shots?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you can see into the general melee and... You see two guys down by Duke, which is just...
Is anybody going towards him? Because he can't do anything. Besides this guy? Besides Morgan Butts?
Well, he's currently...
Is anybody going towards Azeroth?
Oh, he's on the ground.
I'm going in the
out.
General direction.
Is Morgan even going towards me? I thought he was going towards cover.
Morgan went and hid behind the boxes after he grabbed the medical bag.
And by going towards him, I mean, is anybody trying to...
Took
hurt
my
him
shit.
More?
You don't see anybody kind of going like directly at him yet. But there's two guys wrestling with him.
Okay. Somebody help Duke! I'm old!
Try and shoot them and not hurt him at the same time. An elephant gun. I make no promises.
Oh, shit.
I'll be alright.
Yeah, 18!
Woo. So, okay, you there's remember
which
there.
Is, which hits my smallest one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or, like, no, it's under on my on the bigger gun.
Okay. Roll your damage.
Ooh, I get him in a check mark.
Yay.
Roll my damage.
Please. I can't fight these guys with hands for this long. I might have overestimated my
knuckles.
That's
like your thing, right? Yeah.
I might have slightly overestimated my knuckles.
So that one was 14.
All right.
These dice are all fine.
I'm done for now.
Yeah.
Oh, and then...
The guy in the back dies. And the guy that's actually struggling with him, with Thompson, you know, you see a nice size... hole in him too.
I did it. I punched him so hard that he blew a hole in himself.
Oh my god!
Oh, I start gathering my things because I'm gonna move.
You see me punch that guy, Sydney?
do you shout that out into the darkness? I punched him so hard there's a hole.
I did it.
My head.
I'm a G. Like,
that mother effer. He knows.
That was awesome.
Not him.
Okay. So now it is the thug's turn. So the, let's see. The guy's struggling with you. He's holding the gun, trying to wave it around. He pulls a knife and tries to stab you.
Oh, shit.
Ah, primitive weaponry.
My one weakness. Rock, paper, scissors. And he pulled scissors.
No.
All right. Yeah, he got it.
Damn it.
No, he did not get it.
Oh.
Sorry, I was looking at the wrong one.
Abs of steel.
No, he sliced and sliced again, didn't get you. Okay.
It's got wheels then.
Let's see.
Dodge that weak ass move.
So there was a guy who was part of the three guys that came over where you were, Sydney, and were, you know, two of them were leaning out and they got killed. The third guy turns around and just starts firing. You actually, instead of that, because you're ducking behind the cover of the containers, he knows you're down there. But so he's going to climb up on top. That's going to take up a good part of his turn.
That mother ever.
What's up, bud?
It means he can see me now. Shit.
All right.
There's a person here.
The guy who was attacking you went, right?
Okay.
Another guy goes over to Azeroth. And he's going to kill him. Sorry, man.
No.
And he misses at point blank range.
He does.
Fuck no, it. He didn't.
Ah,
gosh.
Wait, what do you mean he doesn't? He has to.
No, plot armor.
It's fine. No, it's a direct hit.
Fuck.
He already looks dead. Why
the Russian's head just explodes from one side into and the gore splatters towards actually you.
Oh.
And he just drops. From the way the spray came, those of you that could see it, which is probably just you, Morgan. It looks like it came from outside.
So Michael's dead, and so
Michael didn't get shot.
Oh, well,
the Russian
nice.
Got.
Okay,
shot.
The way you said that made me think that the Russian got shot, but you also said it was a direct hit. So
well, the Russian got shot with a direct hit.
Is somebody here to save our asses?
Hey, we're doing just fine. Well, maybe
you're
not
dying.
Michael. Maybe not Michael.
Gunner Ex Machina. I'll take it.
Whose turn is it now?
Down where you are, Gertie, you can hear something foul.
I can hear something foul?
Mm-hmm. It's a guttural, harsh, vile spoken word.
Ew.
It makes your skin crawl.
Oh, God, Def Jam.
yeah. So you do recognize it as a old language.
Mm-hmm. Spanish.
Of the forgotten gods.
Oh, shit.
And not a good one.
Latin.
Oh, no. The grand
I know
of
this.
Spanish.
Oh, wait.
Never read anything out loud in Latin.
All right.
Shite.
And you feel a slight temperature change.
Huh.
Like a good temperature change.
And now we're back to the top.
All right. So. Me, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Go
with. All right. Do I find that injection of cocaine?
You find a little needle with something in it. You don't know what it is.
It's probably not a good idea to just stick yourself with stuff in the bag.
Is it the voice from his subconscious?
Yeah. It's your little Jiminy Cricket.
in my voice. Yeah, it's, yeah, I'm just Jimmy Cricket.
In his subconscious, hey man, he's got just administer random medicine.
Always let your conscience be your guide.
Yeah, he's got like a little Jiminy Cricket sized Azeroth on his shoulder.
He's got a lab coat and everything.
All right, little mini Azeroth. I don't listen to the big Azeroth.
It's great because I imagine he's just turning to his shoulder and just talking to nothing.
He's like crazy.
Blood
everywhere.
Loss has caused him to hallucinate, yeah.
Yeah, and if I gotta save Mark, I mean, Mark.
Mark?
Having a thing. Okay, so a little story. Mark was the medic in my old platoon.
Okay. Yeah,
you're having a little flashback.
I'm having a flashback right now because I'm dying, and you know,
if I gotta save Mark, I gotta do something dangerous. So here I go.
All right. So you inject yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do I roll a luck roll to see if it was good injection or bad injection?
Go for it. You gotta roll. Well, you gotta roll. What's your under luck. Your luck?
All right.
Oh no, actually, luck. I think you have to roll over your luck.
No, I thought it'd be under. Everything's been under. I got 95 in luck. I'm lucky.
Okay, yeah. I'm thinking about, yes, okay, go. Yeah,
okay, so. 90?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no! My God!
That was a 99!
I burned my luck points.
No, you can't burn. Any point you burn, it's going to drop your score to it. It will never work out.
Oh my God.
What was in that needle?
Yeah, what was in that needle?
Well, you'll find out.
All right, cool.
You rolled a 99?
Yeah.
And you had to roll under a 90.
Five.
95.
Right after the proclamation that you are
I am amazing.
Very lucky.
I'm so lucky.
Well, I mean, you know, that's how the world works, unfortunately.
That's how the vengeful gods of dice move.
Sometimes it just be like that.
RNGesus, you are a cruel and vengeful god. All right. What happens to me?
Nothing immediately.
All right, cool.
Later, it turns you purple.
I need some more.
Yeah, classic drug math. All
right.
Yeah.
Well, I got to save Azeroth. All right, how am I going to do this? Okay, who's around Azeroth?
The guy that just blew, got his head popped off.
A dead body that just drops and brain splatter going out in a direction which appears to be from outside in.
All right, so he's no one else is around him. All right. Is there any other Russians around him?
Not anymore.
Are they all dead?
Not all of them.
Okay.
But so you need to do cover fire, clear
a couple of them are kind of like beaten feet in a hasty retreat, you know? All right,
so that's the case. I'm going to run over to Azeroth.
Okay.
All right.
That takes up your turn there, Pokey McNeedle Face.
Pokey McNeedle Face.
Wow. That would be such an insensitive thing for a doctor to classify. Listen, Pokey McNeedle Face.
His proper name is Pinhead. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's even cleverer.
All right.
Yeah.
No, all right. Azeroth's unconscious still. Gertie.
So we have one guy who is now on top of the crates along with me?
You can see him clambering up onto the crates, yes, and he got to the top.
I would like to shoot him.
Okay.
I would very much like to shoot him. Blah, 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 these two. Yep, got that. For 4 points of damage. The first one.
Okay.
And then I'm going to hit him again. And, wait, where is that? Okay, good. Let's roll that tens again. Ooh! Okay, cool. The first one was the worst one. So, I made the second one for an additional 5 points of damage. And sure, why the hell not? I'm going to shoot him again. And I did not make that one.
So you said 5 points and four
and
points?
4 points, yes. So 9 total.
All right. Yes, you shot him. And actually, when you shot him, one of them... You hit his knee,
ooh!
And the other one hit him in the shoulder, and he stumbles back off the crate and falls 8 feet.
Oh, good night, Vienna.
I'm going to roll a luck roll to see if he breaks his neck.
He dies.
He died.
Yay!
Woo-hoo! I rolled a 90 and a 0, so
damn.
Take that as a, you know, the 1 out of 10 where you die.
Yay! So then how many we got left?
You can see one struggling with Duke still.
Okay.
One, you guys know, or Duke, you know one's unconscious on the ground. One of them's struggling on the, that your second guy you hit with a hammer is struggling to get up, obviously dazed. And the guy on the box is dead.
There's the two higher ups who are still looking for
that
me.
They're skulking somewhere in the shadows.
Okay.
And, yeah, and there's one more guy who's, you know, still kind of on his feet, but you can see the light of panic in his eyes.
Okay. So I guess I'm going to stay put, actually, for right now. Yeah, I'm not going to move anywhere.
Eye in the sky.
All right. Let's go Duke Knuckles.
All right, I'm going to punch this guy again. I'm going to just keep fighting this dude until something happens. Knuckles. All right, 85. That's underneath my 90. Regular old hit. So where we at? A couple bonus. So that is a 6.
You have a 3 for a damage bonus?
Or no, that is a 5, rather.
Math.
All right.
It's hard.
I was doing knuckle. I forgot, like, add one. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. All right. Well, your punch takes this guy out.
Yay! Nice! Duke Knuckles!
This time you did punch him so hard he got a hole in his head.
But I feel like most of the heavy lifting here was done by Sydney because she blew his liver out by proxy.
I didn't see that part. All I saw was I punched him and then his organs retreated from him. Yeah. I'm just so like, fucking strong. I don't know physics. I know Knuckles, okay? Fair. I know I punched him so hard and then some damage was done to him through the cosmos, right. So.
Got it.
My elephant gun punch always works.
All right, Sydney.
Once she recovers.
I'm really strong. Yeah.
Oh, okay, so I picked everything up. Is anybody coming for me?
No. You hear a thumping of a body after a few more shots, and you can look around the edge and see on the other side there's a man, obviously the broken neck.
Is anybody around Azeroth?
Probably Hammer Dude that's crawling with a bludgeoned head.
He's not crawling towards Azeroth. He's crawling out the door.
Oh, he's done.
No one's near Azeroth except the corpse.
Are there any other people around? Like, is it safe to go and get him or go to him?
Yes, you could probably go to him.
Okay, well then I want to go and try and administer some first aid or get him to safety. Which one is more prevalent? I don't entirely know what the scene is.
Probably get to cover.
Okay.
Because you don't know how many other people are around.
I try and move him.
Yeah.
I'm very strong. I move animals all the time, so
mm-hmm. You're used to this.
I move him. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. You drag him over to cover. Good job. You're down one of the aisles between two boxes. Okay,
so I'm gonna be doing that for a minute until it's safe to try and. All
right. So most of your turn is gonna be dragging him. So
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, and then. Okay.
I say, doctor, you better not fucking die.
So, like
on
I
me.
Said, one of the thugs is dragging, who's unconscious. The other one's dragging him, his sorry ass out and trying to get away. You see the door at the other end, Gertie, by the light switch that you just turned on or turned off. You see it open, a brief bit of light and a man's silhouette.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hear someone else, come back here, you coward! And the door closes.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Okay. Do I recognize the silhouette?
Yeah. Look. I mean, it looked like a big, bulky silhouette, but given the direction, you can assume it was one of the
one of the guys. Okay.
With a bullet in his ass.
He he. I shot him in the butt.
Okay. So at this point, are we still on turns, or are we just doing stuff?
Well, yes, we're still on turns.
Okay.
There's still an enemy or two around.
I was not sure. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I missed it. Did you pick up Michael?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Dragged him away.
And as you drag him by the way, I'm just going to say you saw Morgan and made it over that way, because that's where the bag is for you.
The medical bag.
As long as that's safe.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. It's the med bag. It's safe enough where he is. It's as safe as any spot.
Okay,
right?
Then yeah, okay. I dragged him
and,
Morgan.
And Morgan, for some reason, had a needle jacked into his arm.
Can we just roll to see if it's like actually just morphine, like a syringe full of morphine?
You already rolled
for that. No, well, you said roll for something not good, so I mean...
It's not good.
Oh. Uh-oh. Oh, you still haven't revealed it? It hasn't, like,
well,
kicked
no,
in?
We don't know.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. It has to make logical sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that, for a doctor's bag.
For a doctor's bag. He can't just be like, oh, yeah, here's the poison of the night.
Cyanide.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. Here's random-ass shit that doesn't even exist.
But I mean, if it's something like...
a syringe of ricin.
Yeah, why would he have that?
In the, yeah, like, I wouldn't have, like, if it, but if it's, like, a syringe for, like, morphine... Mm-hmm. shot, you know what I mean?
That
like
would, yeah,
then
yeah.
That would make sense to be something terrible because it's something yeah. he's yeah. pain is dulled, but he's tired now. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Although to say, you know, I injected myself with antimatter apparently because, you know, I rolled so bad. Yeah, you just have it in a syringe.
Yeah. You didn't check the, you didn't get out of the side pocket, did you? Because that's,
you don't know, because you're uncomfortable.
That's my stash, okay?
It's your stash. Also, you actually are like House, where you're just cocaine and shit. I was looking for cocaine.
It's ketamine,
so
okay? It's ketamine.
Damn.
Woo! Horse tricks.
All right. Muscle relaxers.
Oh, God.
So those turns.
You took four times the dose for an elephant.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not going to be fun because I'm about to do, for, I think, honestly, out of game, I think I have the highest first aid skill out of everyone.
Why does your first aid skill compile of burning a gunpowder on a wound?
I was in the army.
It's more fun that way.
That's how you get shit done.
I know. It's never been how they get shit done.
You know, you know how cauterizes the wound? Maybe, but it doesn't stop any internal bleeding.
I'm not trying to stop internal. I'm trying to keep
that's
the blood
the
in
one
you.
That can kill you.
Bleeding in general.
Yeah, all right.
All right, sorry.
So, my first aid is 56. Not that bad.
And we're back to butts.
All right, so what are the negative effects, if any?
Yet.
You're starting to feel a tingling at the base of your skull.
Okay.
Oh, God.
And in addition to getting drowsy, your hands are starting, your hands and arms are like just pins and needles, like just feeling pretty good, actually.
Awesome.
You don't feel the pain anymore.
Here, can I move my right arm?
Huh?
Can I move my right arm?
Sure.
You shouldn't.
You're like, yeah. I mean, you can move. Like, hang on, man. It's almost like I don't feel anything, baby.
It's PCP.
No, anyway. Oh, so I'm invincible now. All right. Azeroth is right there.
Can she give me? Can I? Like, in a minute.
Hold on. I'm gonna try to administer first aid.
Okay.
Try.
Oh, okay. What? I got a good chance at it.
Okay.
That's what you said about your luck was a 95.
Yeah.
You couldn't push that shit.
No.
Yeah, no, that didn't work.
He's all, I can't see.
So, but what he's doing is like, don't worry, I got this. I'm gonna tie this off and we're gonna close this wound with some stitching. And what you two, well, what you see, Sydney, is him going,
oh my God.
And he's just smacking the body.
I just shove him out of the way.
His tongue's lolling, kind of.
Stop helping me.
What are you doing? And then I shove him so he stops touching
his
ankle.
In his mind, his trench coat's billowing in the wind.
Yeah.
He's all like heroic and shit.
Hero.
I did it. I saved him.
And I snatched the medical bag away from him.
Now he's on his side going, hum, 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 like a dog running in his sleep.
Oh my God.
Shout out to Fenrir.
Yeah,
he does actually do that.
Where's my little baby boy?
He's around. Yeah.
So then, next up would be Michael and Duke. So there are two guys. One's crawling, actually almost past you, maybe like 5 feet away from you.
Mm.
He's crawling, obviously bleeding, and the guy you were struggling with is dead.
All right, well, I'll go get my hammer before I forget another one of my weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Pocket that, fit my knuckle dusters, and I'm just going to bludgeon this dude with my fists because I haven't killed anybody with my knuckle dusters yet.
Okay, go for it.
All righty.
And I'm itching. I need the...
Duke's got to use his secret technique, which is not really secret considering my name is Knuckles.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, sweet. I got a freaking 7.
Nice.
That's where all my luck went.
Just traveled across the table.
Yeah. I'm going to, you know, that was underneath my extreme, by the way.
Gotta get the fix.
And, okay, well, I only roll the 1 for the, well, wait, but it's knuckle duster. So 1d3 plus 1, 2, so 3.
That's a d3 enough. It's d6 divided by 2, right?
Yeah, so 3.
Okay, and that's actually enough to knock him unconscious. Or to kill him. Or drops to the ground. Okay. I apologize, Gertie. It was supposed to be your turn. Go ahead.
All right. So I'm going. About how far am I from the door where the guy was talking?
You're maybe, according to the, I think about two or three pallets lines down. So
okay. Yeah, so it would probably take my whole turn to
get back. Well, you got to climb down from the top of the pallet.
Right. So, yeah, I'm gonna make my way over there to see if I can nail these guys down.
Okay. All right, so you actually made it to the door by the end of your turn.
Oh, wow. I'm fast.
All right, now... then it would have been Duke, so we're going to go ahead and move on to Sydney.
All right, well, like I said, I had just shoved Senor Butts out of the way.
Senor.
And I want to try and medical first aid. Oh, no, I do not medical first aid. I'm sorry, Michael. I'm trying. I got a 99.
I'm the only one here with a medical license, and I am going to be the one who dies from a medical issue.
In first aid, I just rolled a freaking 99.
Wow, I have 100 in this too.
You just like stick your finger into a bullet wound and like try to fish it out.
No, I'm gonna say I just can't even find anything in the stupid bag. I'm like, I don't know what to do with any of this shit.
She sticks her finger in the bullet wound. Hey, does this hurt?
Actually, what I'm gonna do is blame it on Morgan, who just keeps interfering with me trying to get in the bag.
I'm on the ground.
That's what I'm doing.
I'm on the ground somewhere else.
Does he keep just like trying to like shove you out of the way pathetically? Like,
it's not my fault. Yeah. Really, obviously. The poor role was Morgan's bad luck rubbing off on me.
Don't you dare.
Oh my god.
God, I'm going to die.
I'm just pointing at you, okay. Going, like, how dare you? This and that. And in actuality, he's like,
wait, I can burn like
and you're talking to a box.
Points,
yeah, even talking to her.
Know,
like facing the box. Yeah.
I can't use 40 luck points, can I?
Yeah, you can use as many luck points as you'd like if you have them.
You can do whatever just you say, want. No, I can't do anything
other turn.
Okay. But only one.
But only the one. Dun, dun, dun. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, Michael. I'm trying.
No, you're good. You're good.
Even though I told you not to die on me and you did anyway.
You're doing better than Butts right now, I mean.
So
that's a statement.
I get no credit for trying to help you out. All right, cool.
You are the one who stuck yourself with a random needle in my bag. Yeah. That is not my fault.
Only I could do that.
You hear, right at the other end, because now that it's gotten a lot more quiet.
Yes.
You hear footsteps.
From where?
I don't know.
Oh, no!
You can roll a spot hidden.
I like those. I'm pretty good at those.
Oh, baby, that's a 4.
Is that one of your extremes?
It freaking better be.
Yeah. My extreme is 13, so.
Okay. So you, and you're gazing around, you see what looks like a shimmer, like a heat shimmer almost. It's very hard to see. You're also near the light switches. If you wanted to hit that.
Sure, since it suddenly got quiet.
So you hit the light, and now you can distinctly... Okay, first of all, you guys are all suffering from light blindness.
Yeah.
But just before, you could definitely see what looks like a shimmer rushing towards you.
Oh.
In the vaguely outlined as a man.
You look like a man.
You look good.
Kick like him in the dick.
Clothesline him.
Yeah.
I mean, do I have any sort of idea what this shimmer could be?
You can roll your Cthulhu Mythos.
Cthulhu Mythos.
Or knowledge magic or whatever.
One. I'm grabbing the wrong one. There we go. I'm sorry, you said Cthulhu Mythos or?
Yeah, Cthulhu Mythos.
Okay. Shit. All right. Please be good. Oh, God, no.
Okay, yeah, nothing pops to your mind. You're just like, what the hell is that?
Shit.
Shoot him.
Yeah, I think her first instinct would be to shoot.
Okay.
This is going to be
bad. Hopefully
it's
not like...
And you're suffering a disadvantage.
I am.
Because of the light blindness and...
Fair.
That you're shooting at a shimmer of light.
Okay, well...
She did.
I did. Well, I rolled a 2, so let's see what my penalty is. A 12 total.
Okay, so you take a shot.
Yeah.
Roll damage.
Please tell me it's not somebody I shouldn't be shooting at. Five.
Five? Okay. You hear a dark night, dark night.
Oh God, I shot him so bad he's not speaking English.
He never was. A couple of blood drops appear on the floor.
Oh my God. What language was that supposed to be?
I mean, probably Russian. No, I think it was German.
A little bit of Spanish, but God, you shot him into incoherence. Like,
yeah,
it was Spanglish, a mix of both. Yes.
Oh my God, you invented Spanglish.
No. We have to record it and run it backwards.
Oh, right. Then we'll get messages.
The shimmer starts to fade. And
okay.
You see the tall, hook-nosed Russian man.
Oh.
And he is holding his hand to his neck as blood is coming out. And he pulls his gun on you.
Ooh. Uh-oh.
And misses.
Oh, good. The suspense.
And another shot with a disadvantage.
Uh-oh.
83.
Uh-oh.
83.
Fuck yes. That's another miss. I called it. Ooh, okay, I am a winner.
Last one, double disadvantage.
You are a mystic.
49 will do it.
90.
19.
Shit, 90.
9. So he hit.
Aw, ow. My first gunshot wound.
And that will be four.
I'm on like 5
8
right
points
now.
Of damage.
First time?
Yes.
And now you're one of us.
You never forget your first time.
No. Your 30th by my standards.
Or like, that's you know, passing out from gunshot wounds like a good doctor over here.
All right. So, yeah.
So where did I get shot?
Actually, like, probably right around the gut.
Ah.
So. It's a through and through. You're gonna live.
Oh, but gut shots little, are bad.
Well, I mean, probably like a little.
Just like in every like movie.
It's a through or through.
You know that part in the movie where your shirt starts to randomly bleed 20 minutes after you've been shot?
Yeah.
But you've been hit. Oh, you know, but I'm gangster, so it's like.
It went straight through. That never happens.
Yeah. Okay, well, ow.
All right. So then, Butts is incapacitated. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Man.
You got nothing,
can
bro.
I do a constitution roll?
To see if you stay awake, sure.
What?
Come on.
You injected yourself with massive amounts of morphine.
Yeah, we were right.
Yeah, but I am a soldier.
Yeah.
I have the constitution.
That doesn't matter.
I have a constitution of a grasshopper.
41.
Is that under?
Under my constitution of 70.
So you stay awake. But you're still a little, you're still very loopy, like, and because, and it's nothing that's like hallucinogenic. It's just because
I know, yeah.
You're numb and you're tired and you're fighting it.
All right, I'm attempt first aid.
On the crate?
No, on Azeroth.
No, I just imagine him now is going like, I'm not tired.
I just want to see if the roll works.
I'm awake.
Go ahead.
That's
I'm
a
so
29.
Sorry.
I fucking fixed you.
God, I'm so sorry. I just
okay.
clapped in front of
it's
the
okay.
mic.
I can take care of that. Right. God damn.
Why you roll good? What the hell? So the roll was to do what?
First aid. On Azeroth.
Did you actually get it?
I got a 29. That's under my medium.
Fixed you real good.
I fixed you real good. You're not dying.
Oh, man, you guys are even now.
Well, I'm going to have Sydney. You roll at a disadvantage.
I'm just kidding. Damn, no.
Got it.
Or 82.
So in your head, you fixed him up.
Yes.
We're you're even like, now.
Good. He's talking to him. Yeah, he's like, you're going to be so good.
He's like, I fixed you.
But yeah, even in your unconscious
state. You see him trying to shove a bullet into a bullet hole.
In your unconscious state, you can't let Azeroth have that one over you.
You need more bullets.
Oh, wait, those are green beans.
Mind is anyway. Plugging
hair of the dog that bit you.
Exactly. You just need a little bit more to get over the hangover. So more bullets.
Azeroth wakes up. He's like, why is there a carrot in my bullet wound?
Hair of the dog before a bullet wound. You say yeah.
All right, so you're going to... Gertie, now it's your turn.
I guess I'm going to shoot at the not... invisible bastard. Because he shot me. Just barely squeaked that one.
Okay.
So that will be, D8. So that's 3 points of damage. With penalty. Okay, I made that one as well. That's an additional 2. And last one. Oh, yeah. Made the last one, too. Goddamn.
It's a double, disadvantage. Sorry. On the last one. Yeah.
Well, I still made it. And that's another 3.
What is the total?
8.
8? Okay. You shoot him literally twice in the stomach. And he fires at you. Well, actually, no, it's not his turn.
Yeah, damn it.
So, yeah. You're like, leave me alone.
Yeah, so after I do that, I hide behind
if
the crate.
If you turn... you guys are against the wall. There's no crates within several feet of you.
I thought I just... Oh, that's right. Never mind.
You walk all the way over the wall by the door.
Shit. Well, can I, like, try to get into the office behind me?
Well, I'm sure there's probably someone in there. The door that leads outside, if you want to try to spin around and open that up.
Sure.
It opens. It opens like an emergency door outwards.
Yeah. So I think I'm just going to...
Okay, so you just fall backwards and out.
Yeah.
Okay, the door actually stops halfway open on something.
It's the other guy.
You roll out, and the other guy is dead on the ground.
Oh, he's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, how nice. I didn't really want that. I wanted to be able to question these guys. Them. Yeah.
All right, so you slam the door?
Yep. Because okay. I don't want to get shot again. That all hurt. Right.
Duke?
All right, so I've wrestled and fought with all the dudes I could fight with, and I'm near the dock door, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to get that door open so we can escape.
It's open.
Oh, it's open?
You walked out the dark door.
Oh, okay. Well, then for sure, then I guess I'm rallying folks. Like, we got to get the hell out of here in case there's more.
You see, so you go over to where they are?
Yeah, you know, wherever, you know, the Azeroth. Oh, I guess at least I can, you know, if I can see them from where I'm at, or at least pop my head out, I'm not trying to go over there. I'm trying to get them
you
to come over.
You saw three of the Russians actually beat feet and take off.
Okay.
And you heard a car start up and squeal, but.
Oh, for sure. Then, yeah, then I'm trying to tell them, like, we have to go. Like, y'all got to come this way.
Okay.
But,
well, you look in and see Sidonie working diligently trying to save Azeroth, and Butts is fumbling at a crate. And trying to stuff bullets into Azeroth's wounds.
All right, then I'm going to go try to find
his hand.
I'm going to go try to find Gertie then, because it seems like they're all together. I'm going to go try to find Gertie.
Okay, so you heard some gunshots at the back end of the warehouse.
I'm headed in that direction.
All
right. I can just imagine my head trying to go over Azeroth, so you go like, no.
Yeah. Kid at a picnic table trying to get that slice of cake real quick.
That's right. Why I haven't done any medicaling. Okay.
That's go right. Ahead, sit in your chair.
Oh, shit.
Now you're going to do some medicaling.
This is the last round I'm going to be able to survive.
There we go. Come on, medicaling. Oh, I missed it by 1. Oh.
Damn.
Burn the place. Just.
Oh, yeah, I know. No, burn the luck. Yeah.
Look.
All right. Burn the luck. Okay, wait, hold on. That's. Where am I? Where's my luck?
Just doing a little yeah. With those luck points.
You were able to stabilize him and bring him to 1 hit point.
Thank God.
Okay.
But you are not conscious.
No.
I didn't think I was.
But you're stabilized at least.
All right. So, we're going to say since the rest of you are kind of out and out, you're on the outside holding the door closed.
Yes.
Okay. Duke still has to go investigate what the hell was in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Duke. What was all that?
All right, so you get to the back and you see a man leaning against the wall. He's very tall and scarecrow-like. You recognize him from the other day when you guys were casing out the joint, or earlier the same day.
I recognize you from the other day.
Does he just walk up and say that? Hey, you. I recognize you.
You that other day, dude.
He had a 6-shooter and he shot 6 times at you? No, he never got the chance. Still has 3.
Yeah, it was 3.
Oh, well, I got my gun drawn.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like, if you even so much as twitch, I will blow your spine to it.
You can see he's holding one arm over his stomach, and he drops his gun. He's like, hey, I'd kill you all, and he charges you with a knife.
Oh, okay. Then,
hit him with your
brought a knife to a gunfight.
Yeah, I should use my special technique. I'm going to roll for this brawl, see if I can counter him. Is that a brawl skill, or is that like some sort of dexterity thing?
You can brawl.
All right.
It'd be an opposed brawl.
Alrighty, let's see. Don't fucking stab me. Alright, I got an 80 directly.
I got an 82.
Oh, well, for sure.
Alright, so you catch the hand with a knife and give him a swift one to the jaw.
Duke Knuckles!
Alright, roll your damage.
Alrighty.
Maybe better punch him in the gut because he's got a wound.
Well, that's a 5.
Alright, he's done.
Yes.
Is he dead?
No.
Oh, good.
He's knocked out cold.
Notice I fired two bullets, didn't miss. I missed both of them at point blank range, but I have bludgeoned and beat the fuck out of everybody I've come across other than that. So, yeah, Duke Knuckles gonna win today.
Woo!
All right. Well, on that victorious note, we're going to leave our heroes to clean this mess up and hopefully find their way back to somewhere safe.
And find out who this mysterious person is who helped us from outside.
Yeah, it's so weird. Could be anybody. No one.
Maybe his name starts with an A?
Never.
Wait, never.
Or maybe his first name starts with a D.
I thought your name started with an E.
Yandermane?
I thought it was Endermane.
No, it's Endermane.
It's Endermane.
You've been saying Enderman the whole time?
Yes, he is the Enderman.
It's Endermane.
Endermane. You know what I mean?
No,
Endermane. See, there's a difference.
Yes, because you keep saying that shit accent. It's Endermane.
And or man.
Gotcha.
Like and or, not end or, like
Endor? You're from the planet Endor.
Oh my god.
Alright, everybody. Till next time when we join our heroes in their assholery.
He said
safe and have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.
Later, y'all.